I think I know what I'm looking at, but what am I looking at? Is that...
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Not necessarily him.
But it's definitely hinting at him.
Yes.
Looks like Punisher from here.
Thank you. No, sir, that's Joker.
Like, what fucking Punisher are you looking at?
The big skull.
Yeah,
it looks the big like skull. It's a big skull. It looks like a skull. Oh. I can see where he's getting Punisher from, but when you see that rictus grin, sir, that's Joker right there.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, I don't know anything about the movie other than...
World's Finest? Oh, do you think it's going to be World's Finest? If the Joker's in, we're halfway to World's Finest.
And they, apparently Luthor's already been cast.
Oh my Christ, we might get World's Finest! Aha!
Not saying yes, I'm not saying no, but if you look carefully, yeah, you would say that, wouldn't you?
I really, really would. Oh boy, I didn't even notice that when I saw that picture.
Yeah.
That's surprise. The things you notice. Well played, sir. Well done. All right, speaking of Batman.
Okay.
Let's jump on to the next thing that's coming out. Gotham. Which you actually showed me the trailer for, albeit via Facebook. But, doesn't that look pretty?
That looks so good.
Kirby and just swallowed it.
And
that
the
good.
Fact that they've got, like, the early Penguin, the early Riddler.
Selina Kyle.
Yeah.
And everything else. And they're still acknowledging Bruce Wayne.
Yep, he's in there. He's not the Bat, but he's there.
Yes.
He's a kid.
No, if they do it right, sir, he will not be the Bat in this series. Until maybe, if they do it, the final shot of the final episode.
Right, which is why I was saying they have a shelf life. This show has a shelf life.
Of?
Seasons that they can do.
I'm going to say at least...
Oh, till the actor grows up.
But if you think about TV timeline,
yeah,
you know what I mean. Like it's going to have to progress.
Yeah, fair enough. But it doesn't have to progress quickly. There's so much that they can do with this universe, with those characters. Mm-hmm. You could produce, like if we have to wait for him to grow up to become Batman, that still means we've got like a 10-year show run time. As long as they can keep writing good scripts, they can stretch the show as long as they want.
Now,
I will watch as long as they keep churning out good stuff,
now,
which it looks like they are.
Now, I'm going to give you the bad news on it.
Oh.
Because no matter how popular this show gets,
mm-hmm.
it's on Fox.
Oh, fuck.
I have two words for you.
Oh, Fox cancels everything that's good in my life.
Firefly,
Futurama, like three times. Family Guy, The Simpsons at one point, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then they obviously came back, as The Simpsons will always do.
Game over.
Oh, that's all right. You know what? If Fox gets rid of this show,
your 10 years
hopefully,
is going to be 10 episodes.
Hopefully, no.
And hopefully in order. People, they didn't do that with Firefly.
No, they sent out the second episode before the pilot. It was a whole big mess. But
but they're going to do a great job with this, Brody.
You know what? Fox,
75 years of Batman? How can they possibly fuck it up?
Fox is going to do what Fox always does in that case, and that means they're going to play the shit out of it and market the shit out of it and get a watching audience to watch it long enough for it to syndicate and move to another network when Fox cans its ass like the bitch that Fox is. They'll go someplace else. They will have a market by then. Netflix or something will pick them up. Speaking of Netflix, have you heard what they're putting out? It's like four series, and I'm afraid I don't know.
Luke Cage.
Power Fist?
Iron Fist.
Power something. Power Man? Power Boy? Power something? I don't fucking remember that one.
That's Luke Cage. Power
and
Man.
Daredevil.
Yeah, Daredevil, and there was one more.
There was a fourth, yes.
I can't think of it right now. But yeah, no, and I'm thoroughly enjoying a lot of stuff that Marvel's putting out right now.
I know. Well, yeah.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Oh my god, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is, like, I love Joss Whedon as a writer. I know Kirby doesn't care for all of his stuff. He loves Firefly, hates Buffy and Angel.
Oh, good Christ.
I even liked Buffy and Angel. I really did. It was like a soap opera. It's wonderful. Willow
tree. I was just wondering how long you were going to let him speak for you. But anyways, continue. Sorry.
But Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Tree bark in my nose.
Has done something, and Marvel has done something amazing with its last few episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. To be honest,
at first I was kind of like...
I know. Till like episode 12. The first episode came in and it was beautiful. The first episode was amazing. That speech at the end was fantastic. I was hooked. And then it became completely and utterly monster of the week. From then on to about episode 12, I'd say. Only on episode 12, even the monsters of the week started getting really interesting. They started writing more interesting plots. Well, they stopped having to set up characters and, you know, form the bond between the team. Yeah, but they also started borrowing
more from the movies that were out.
Yes.
Thor 2, Cap 2, and everything else. So it was more or less they were kind of like, because, what's her name? Lady Shiva?
No. Yes, Lady Sith. Shiva. Lady Sith.
Sith.
Lady Sith.
She was the other universe.
Yeah.
She showed up.
Yeah. Twice.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
And what's her name? The bad guy. I can't even remember her fucking name now. I want to say Cersei, but that's not right. But either way, she came out and everything else. And it's just been all one of these, like even when they had the Peter McNichol on it as the Asgardian.
Oh yes, that was a
great episode.
That was really funny. I loved him as the Asgardian, especially after you found out.
Yeah, but that was the thing.
It seemed so plausible.
There were so many like variations and whatnot that they can bring in, but then once they started concentrating on the whole Coulson, Skye,
yes,
clairvoyant part.
Oh, and especially the clairvoyant.
And then all of a sudden, it's kind of like Hydra.
Hail Hydra!
And you're like, what the fuck happened there?
Something I hadn't seen Captain America 2 yet, which
neither did I.
The film ties into the series so well.
Oh, definitely. And then you know, like all of a sudden, like Garrett turns out to be Hydra, and you're like, like, what the hell? And then all of a sudden, War turns out to be Hydra, and you're like, what the fuck? And everything else. And then all of a sudden, Patton Oswalt shows up. And I was like, what the hell?
Patton Oswalt shows up as an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Nice.
And dies.
Oh.
Within 20 minutes. And then they have the finale.
Not 20 minutes. He got a whole episode and a half of the next episode.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
he let them in. Then right.
Yeah.
Then Ward showed up.
Yeah,
and then
no point in watching this anymore. I'm getting first season snobs.
No.
Oh no, you watch.
Trust me, we're just
you
skimming.
Sit down and you watch.
Although the best line I thought of the entire season
is this. Hang on, spoilers. Go for it.
It's not really a spoiler.
Oh, okay.
Best line of the entire season. All right, are you going to shoot me? Because if you're going to shoot me, I'm not coming out.
Yes. Yes.
Put your gun down and come out. Okay. Right.
Are you going to shoot me? Because if you're going to shoot me, I'm not coming out.
You know what? I like Coulson.
Clark
Gregg, I think, is like just a phenomenal great actor. And he's got this great deadpan delivery.
And you know what? He reads Joss Whedon's writing well.
Yeah.
It suits his mouth. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And I know you haven't seen the last episode yet. I won't spoil it for you, but it continues to be fantastic. The season finale?
A S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Oh, I thought you said you hadn't.
No, I haven't seen Arrow.
Oh. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, don't mention any of that, because I want that to stay out of Kirby's ears. I want him to see that fresh. But I loved the last episode.
Yeah, no, I thought it was very well done.
Yeah. If you guys haven't watched
it, you know what? I like the characters that I really like. I like Fitz and Simmons.
I know. And you know what? That was Christine watched the first couple episodes and, like you and me, said, "Meh, it's all right." And never watched past it. And her reason was she didn't like Fitz and Simmons, because for the first like 5 or 6 episodes, they're as like the comic relief. They get no character development.
Yeah.
I told her to watch on to the next episode that she hadn't watched. She watched it. It was their first episode to act. And instantly she loved them and watched straight through to the end of the series in that same night. Watch, everybody who's not watching, watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And when you think it's no longer good, watch...
Keep watching.
4 more episodes, and if you're not hooked, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah. What he said.
You too! Frankly, I'm disappointed.
I had only 2 episodes on my USB drive.
All right, well...
And they were no
I always get my episodes legally, but I'll see if I can find somebody who can get them for you.
So technically, he's the one disappointed.
That's right. That is correct. I'll stand down now. What do you guys want to talk about next?
let's continue with the geek theme.
All right, I'm down.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
I'm sorry. I liked the first season.
There's just too many.
And I've seen episodes of each season, and I've loved every episode that I've seen, but I just can't bring it.
There's too many people.
That doesn't even bother me. I just can't bring myself to go back and watch through all of those. Because it's wonderfully written, but I don't feel like I... care about the people in that world. If any of them die, I'm like, cool.
Well, pretty much all of them.
I know. Have you heard about the next episode? Your favorite character dies.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I like the imp.
Probably sometime soon. Doesn't matter who your favorite character is, that statement remains true. They're all gonna die.
It's kind of like The Walking Dead. I can't believe Daryl dies next week.
Yeah. But, like, it's...
Oh, they're killing Daryl?
Are you surprised? Really?
Someone has to go.
Everyone has to go. It's in the fucking title.
You know what the biggest surprise about that whole Daryl thing? Mm. He's not in the books.
No.
No.
Not at all.
Probably one of the most popular characters. Wasn't even in the books.
Hey, you know what? If I remember correctly, the guys who did the books... have a good portion of creative control in the series.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, so if they want the characters, this is like a second pass at the books for them. They want to add a character, all the power to you. Especially one that's that popular. They've done right by putting him in the series. Even if they do kill him off. If they kill him off, that will be a game-changing episode. Nobody will see that coming.
Did you guys watch the finale of that one?
No, yes. I've seen up until the point where they introduce, where Daryl reunites with his brother with the governor, and that's it. That's all I've ever seen. Sorry, I saw the part where the phone calls start in the prison, and I'm like, meh, you lost me.
Oh, there's more. More happens. I've seen some of it, but I've seen sporadic episodes throughout this season, so I couldn't tell you if one of them was the season finale or not.
Well,
and I don't care about spoilers, so if you're going to say something spoilery, please, by all means, do so. Kerber might. Maybe check with him, but...
You know what? It's been 3-4 months since the finale.
So it's our fault for not watching.
Yeah, it's your own fucking fault, really.
Fair enough.
Have you seen anything about Terminus?
Terminus? No. I don't think so. Is that... That's not the disease that everybody's...
No, that's the place where they show up.
No.
You really got to see this season.
Terminus, that sounds like...
Did you see
they find a city? They find a colony?
Did you see the governor?
Yes. Oh, the governor end? No. Yes. I saw the governor return. Like, I think the last episode I saw was the episode... where he was standing in the tree line at the end of the episode as a teaser for the next episode.
Remember when Herschel lost his leg?
Mm-hmm. No. I saw Herschel without his leg. I never saw him lose it.
Okay. Well, the scene where Herschel loses his head...
Oh!
50 times better. And then the beginning of the next season, where all you see is his head on the ground, and it's turned. It's turned into a zombie, just the head.
Oh!
It's probably one of the best pieces of cinema I've ever seen. Because Michonne just walks up and does it like she's like picking up garbage. She takes her sword and just...
That is something Michonne would do.
But yeah, you guys have missed a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go back and watch.
See,
watch the at least watch the last two episodes of last season.
Yeah.
And probably the last four episodes of this season.
Okay.
And from there, if you want to watch some of the other ones.
I was going to say, because if I'm going to go back and truly watch them in sequence, I have to go back to the beginning of season two. Because I watched all of season one straight through, and then sporadic episodes then to now.
No, you can still probably watch sporadically. You would be able to catch up on the whole thing. And the
part, I'm fairly caught up already.
There's a fight scene where just this big hillbilly type person that Daryl kind of, he met up with a whole group of them and whatnot, and they were chasing Rick.
I saw them.
They were chasing Rick?
Yes. Daryl didn't know who they were chasing. Mm. They were chasing after Rick.
I think I saw this episode.
The fight scene? Where the big barely guy is, like, he's got Carl and he throws him down and whatnot and Michonne...
No, I didn't see any of that. I saw, I think, the episode before that. I saw the episode where he's teaching Rick the rules and that one teaching guy Daryl gets the kicked rules. The yes. fuck out of him.
Yeah, that was, I think that was either earlier that episode or the episode before.
If it was the episode before, that's the episode I saw. If it was earlier that episode, I either fell asleep during the episode or I was someplace and I had to leave during the episode because I didn't see the fight scene that you're talking about.
Okay, so the main guy in that group...
Yeah. Who's amazing.
He's dead.
Cool!
He got into a fight with Rick.
Oh, of course he's dead.
Somehow, he got Rick's arms like kind of stuck in. Mm. Right,
so half Rick Nelson, full it. Nelson.
No, like he kind of like went after him, and his arms got he locked him in and whatnot, so he okay. couldn't really hit him.
All right,
like a chicken wing,
almost. So he goes, "What are you going to do now?" So Rick kind of
bites his nose off.
He bit his fucking throat out. Yeah.
Oh wow!
Fucking incredible scene.
All right, I'm going to go... Let's watch The Walking Dead, boys.
I don't know if I want to watch a guy bite another guy's throat out.
I desperately want to see that.
You're a sick bastard. And yet you can't watch awkward comedies.
Oh, God, no. That dinner for schmucks you tried to show me, I was having fucking panic attacks.
That was the dumbest that was, fucking
it,
movie
was dumb,
I've
it was,
ever
it was
seen.
Stupid comedy.
It, no.
It's funny.
It no. was Paul terrifying.
No, that was stupid.
I think we're both missing the fact that Brody thinks that was terrifying.
That was a horror movie.
That was a horrible movie.
That was, yeah, sure, fine. That's fine. But it was also fucking, like, that was terrifying. I was actually watching that movie having fucking panic attacks.
That's because you're the schmuck.
I know. You get to view that dalliance from outside. You get to be a
you're
weekend.
You're the Paul Rudd character. He's the Steve Carell character.
You get to be a weekend visitor in that. I live that
so
shit.
So do I. I am Paul Rudd from that movie.
I know. That shit was terrifying. I didn't find it funny. I found it funny between heart palpitations, but those were really, like, that was like 2 minutes. It was like an hour straight of just...
What?
Oh, how's he gonna fuck it up next? Oh, no!
Is there anything coming up that you guys want to see? Like, any of the Any of the big movies that are supposed to come out?
X-Men.
Days of Futures Past?
Oh, please.
That does look good.
That looks fantastic. And I really hope they do it.
Did I see a Sentinel?
Yes.
Yes.
There are the Sentinels in the... Oh, my God. It's going to be good.
That's the main plot in this one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've tried not to look too far into it.
Oh, I saw it. Like,
but I thought I saw a Sentinel, or I heard about a Sentinel, and that makes me happy.
I was working at the bar, and I saw them. Like, I saw the preview for it, and I saw the Sentinels. I'm like, oh, my God. If they don't have Morph...
And I heard that, like, I know it's Days of Future Past, so this was kind of a given, but it still makes me happy, that it's going to be the older X-Men and the now younger cast X-Men together, which is going to be cool.
And apparently Channing Tatum has been cast as Gambit in the upcoming X-Men.
Really?
I like that. Yeah. No, I like that. I like Channing Tatum. I like what he's about. He seems like a really cool cat, and he seems like... he looks like Gambit to me. If he can pull off the New Orleans accent, that was kind of New Orleans mixed with Texas, but...
You mean Cajun?
Yeah, sure. But if he can pull off that accent, I totally buy him as Gambit.
Yeah, I would too. As long as they give him more card work. Because in Wolverine...
Yeah, he shows up, throws one card, and then leaves, I believe. He's in the movie for a grand total of 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I was so pissed with that. Because Gambit was my favorite character.
And mine as well.
Him and Nightcrawler. But then they fucking ruined him with X-Men 2.
They ruined him, you thought?
Yeah. Really? I didn't enjoy him.
For what? It was all right. For X-Men 2, Nightcrawler. I don't think Nightcrawler was the downfall of that movie.
No. I'm not saying it was the downfall.
I don't even like the choices
that they made with him. I liked how he got into the Oval Office. I was like, that's fantastic. Like, showing that whole thing. And I can guarantee you there was at least 2,000 Arabs that watched that movie, too, and went, this is training.
Now we just need to figure out how to teleport.
I mean, you are...
Yeah, no, it's...
Take that Tony Stark fellow we have in the cave and see what you can find out.
Well, now... Now, the confusing part is...
Amen, same universe. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Well, no, same...
No, it's not.
No, X-Men's Marvel.
No, it's not. I'm going to get into the movie universes.
Of course not.
Because X-Men Days of Future Past...
is owned by Fox?
Something like that.
Yeah.
So they are having Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch...
Yep.
In their movie.
And
if you've seen also, the end of Captain America 2.
Yep, I have. And I noticed that
the Avengers 2
are using Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. I saw Quicksilver being played by the kid who played Kick-Ass, which I think is a wonderful choice.
But they are not allowed to refer to them as mutants.
Nope. Okay.
So anything from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., any of the new ones, I believe, on Netflix.
Yep.
Iron Man, Thor, Hulk, Captain America, whatever
they
else
just they can't use that. The concept of mutants.
Right.
Fair enough. Okay. I was wondering how they were going to, like, obviously they're just not going to...
borrow the same character.
No, not borrow the same... Like, is it... Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch have a very, very important tie to X-Men, and I was wondering how they were going to bring them into the Marvel movies without referencing that tie. And I know you know what I'm talking about, or maybe you don't, but their dad is...
Oh, Magneto.
Exactly. But they can't mention Magneto because he's part of the X-Men, so obviously they're just going to have to present them as they are and hope they stick.
Well, but that's why they put them in the Hydra lab. At the end of Captain America 2.
Yep.
So that it's not so much that they are
Magneto's kids, and that's why they're in the film.
They're just kind of grown that way.
Yes. All right.
So I kind of feel bad. You haven't really said much about the whole comic book stuff.
He's absorbing.
I'm listening. I've added my...
This is what I feel like when you guys talk hockey.
And that's fine. We talked hockey before, and you guys went off on comic books. I'm good.
Yeah. But hopefully you're hearing some cool stuff.
Some of it I'm enjoying. Some of it I could take or leave. It doesn't matter to me.
All right.
It's like you in sports. Every once in a while, I'll chime in with something. But other than that, I just kind of sit here and zone out. And
have you seen either Captain America 2 or Spider-Man 2?
No.
Okay, well, never mind, because I know you haven't seen it, and Dave, you haven't seen Spider-Man 2 either?
I haven't, no.
We'll leave the review for that one for another episode, then.
I've heard fantastic things.
I thought it was wonderful. I won't go into detail till you guys have seen it, and we can do a proper discussion.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot to discuss in that film. It's long enough for many, many discussion points, but I overall, I liked it. I really, really liked it. Best Spider-Man out there to date, I think. Live action, at least, I should say. Which really doesn't... I'd say live action and maybe animated.
Really?
Maybe. I would say I like this one better than any of the animated that I've seen.
And he's definitely got more sass. Like, he's got the sass from the comic book.
Yeah, well, oh, and even more so in this. Talking is definitely a free action in this film.
Nice.
And that is made no more apparent than the intro 5 minutes to the movie. And I won't explain it because you want to see it for yourself first. But check out this movie. It's really, really good. And I know you already said you liked it better than Tobey Maguire, which admittedly isn't hard. But it still means you like it a little. It's
kind of like saying I like Val Kilmer better than the bat nipples.
Yeah.
Nah, Kilmer was still better than Clooney.
Well, that's who he just said. Clooney was the one who wore the bat nipples.
I thought Kilmer had him on his too.
No, well, maybe, but they weren't prominent because Clooney's were prominent. Cool. They were out there. Yeah, they were like, that was like a Madonna Batman costume. Because
he was fighting Mr. Freeze.
Yes, of course. Of course, they're going to protrude when it's cold. If you notice, the bat crotch really sucked in that second film there. That gut let out a little, you know. Well, Clooney made so much money on the first film.
Yeah.
Did he do two?
Yeah, he did Batman Forever and then Batman and Robin. And neither one of them were terribly watchable. Yeah, Batman Forever had Jim Carrey as the Riddler, which was completely over the top and stupid. But
yeah, I didn't like his...
He slung it interestingly. He did the best job he could with that Riddler. Tommy Lee Jones... just did not understand the Batman as a whole. No. Tommy Lee Jones was like the Joker in Two-Face's makeup, but not the real Joker, the Jack Nicholson Joker. Yeah. Right? He was constantly making jokes and laughing. There was very little of the actual... Every time he made a decision, he had to cackle wildly about it for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Not for sure.
Yeah, but I don't know if that was more Tommy Lee Jones or the
director.
Or the writer. Because yeah. They did the same thing in Batman and Robin. They had all the, like, Mr. Freeze and Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy had all these awful, awful...
Oh,
awful
yeah, just puns. pun after pun.
Fucked up Bane, too.
Yeah, yeah, they brutalized the whole thing.
Well, Bane kind of looked the part, but they didn't give him a brain to speak of. And Bane is supposed to be relatively smart.
He's supposed to be
like, he's educated,
smart.
He's well-spoken. He is... Well, I know he's the one who breaks Batman's back, obviously, and that's in the comics and now in the Nolan movie. But isn't he also one of the only people who discover Batman's identity at one point?
I don't recall.
Not through his own means, Justice League Doom.
Oh,
it happens.
Through that,
but
yeah.
Yes. That's sorry, that's what I'm referencing. And not through his own means. But still, he's a notable villain.
Yeah.
And they reduced him to... Brrr, done.
Well, if you want to talk about people knowing who Bruce Wayne is, don't watch fucking Dark Knight Rises.
The Nolan series in general?
Stupid. The only person who didn't figure it out was fucking Gordon. Only person. Everyone else was like, that's Bruce, whatever.
I'm still annoyed by that. So you got into this whole crime-fighting gig because your parents died.
Your girlfriend dies, you're going to take 9 years off.
Yeah.
8 years off.
Eight
whatever.
Years.
Either way.
And then the first half of the movie, I'm just ripping... This is right off that honest trailer, but it's true. You know, like, for the first 45 minutes, Bruce is walking around with a cane like he's an invalid.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really?
I won't fight crime unless it comes into my home and is wearing a short skirt. Yeah, that'd be all right. I could do that. Quits for a girl, goes back for Ghost. That's no good. It's not my Batman. That being said, I like that trilogy. They did well in the first movie, they did well in the second movie, and there were a lot of good things about the third movie, even though it fucked some major things up. What?
So an X-Wing comes across the Enterprise, but it could have been worse.
Could have been a blue box.
Are you kidding? I would pay to see that. I'd pay double. A Doctor Who, Star Trek, and X-Men fucking crossover? I'm totally
X-Men? You said X-Wing.
Shit! Okay, what? Where am I going here?
So there's a blackbird in there somewhere, too.
Okay, yes, the blackbird comes in as well. And now my point stands.
And there's an invisible jet.
Wonder Woman! Woo! I knew that one.
Suddenly, Tony Stark.
Quit it with the superhero. Okay, I knew that one too. But besides the point, you're going to find one that I don't, and then I'm going to be pissed.
And then they come across the preacher.
I kind of know that one.
But you still know it.
Yes.
The last time I was at The Night is Young with Dean Young.
Yep.
One of the guys that was there is the designer behind Text from Superheroes.
I've seen more and more of those recently. They're on Facebook every once in a while, and they are wonderful.
They're some of the funniest things. If you're a geek and you're listening to this in any way, shape, or form, go to Facebook, type in Text from Superheroes, and just giggle your fucking ass off. Some of them are just brilliant.
Oh, I know. I've only seen them when they've popped up in my news feed because somebody else has shared them. But every time I've clicked on them, I've loved them.
Go to their website, see them all. They're quite funny.
All right, I will.
It's if you like the Marvel movies and like the Batman, Superman, and everything else, you'll love these ones. But when they announced Zack Snyder as the director.
Mm-hmm.
They had, I saw one where it was kind of like, I don't know if it was, no, it was that one. It was Batman and Superman talking and everything else, and Diana said something and everything else. He goes, oh, don't worry about it, nobody has any plans for you. Meaning, like, she's going to be like, kind of like,
yeah,
they're just going to reduce her thing and everything.
Which I don't understand.
Neither do I, but.
The fact that they haven't done a Wonder Woman thing yet, anything.
Hmm.
It is a character that everybody wants to see, and they assume because because it's a female superhero, nobody wants to see it. And they are wrong. The market they could pull if they just do that one thing right.
Mm-hmm.
That one thing, it is huge. The big three in their universe are Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman.
The one that I like the best, there was a cartoon, like just a two-panel comic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a movie executive talking to Wonder Woman, saying how nobody wants to see somebody like a godlike figure with long flowing hair, blah, 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 in their own movie and everything else.
I know where this is going.
Standing right beside them is Thor, and Disney executives going, woohoo, Thor number 3 coming up.
Yeah.
And it's like, their logic is kind of like just some of the funniest thing.
It's utterly flawed.
Yeah, here's the other one. Batman to Superman. Lex Luthor has a diabolical plan to destroy her reputation. Superman, well, what's he done this time? Batman, hired Zack Snyder. Wonder Woman, oh no, what can we do? Don't worry, Diana, he has no plans for you.
Yikes.
Oh.
And as bad as it sounds, it's kind of like, yeah, I can see that, which sucks. Because yeah. I still remember the TV
series. The old Wonder Woman series?
Linda Carter. And yeah. I also remember Kathy Lee Crosby doing a...
which I heard wasn't great, but it was good for the time.
It was kind of like, meh, okay.
Yeah, I heard they tried for a revival series at one point, but it was just awful.
And the thing that I liked that I remembered the most about the Wonder Woman series mm-hmm. was when they brought Deborah Winger in.
Okay.
As Wonder Girl.
Okay.
Because she was more, you know, my age, so it was kind of like, ah, we have something here. But yeah, so do we have anything else that we want to discuss? Is there any more geek news that we want?
I don't think so. I can't think of anything right now.
How behind are you on comic book reading?
How ahead do you need me to be?
I'm just wondering.
I'm pretty behind.
Well, that's a great conversation to watch happen.
Well, no, because the reason why I'm asking is because I went to
a series or something? Okay.
No, just two books. I have The Killing Joke.
Oh, yes, I'd love to read that. But there's...
And I also have Cacophony.
Cacophony. No, Cacophony I've read.
The Kevin Smith?
Yes. No, I haven't read Cacophony. I've had it read to me by Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman on Hollywood Babylon. If you get a hold of the next one, Bellicosity, I think it's called.
Which one?
Bellicosity. It's not out yet.
Yeah, no, they haven't.
But if that comes out and you get a hold of that,
I'm still waiting on the fucking second part of The Widening Gyre.
Sorry, that's the one I meant. Bellicosity is the second part of The Widening Gyre.
Oh, okay.
They've named it Bellicosity. Apparently it's coming out soon, but apparently it has been coming out soon for quite a long while.
It's like Chinese democracy.
But, Bellicosity, if you get your hands on Bellicosity, that I want to read.
Oh, no, so do I.
Yeah.
Because I've been waiting for it. No, but I picked up those two at a comic event.
A free comic book day, or just...
No, just, they had a toy con over here at the Delta Meadowvale.
Okay.
Kit was there, a couple of the Stormtroopers... Jake the Snake Roberts, the guy that does the voice for Optimus Prime and all the cartoons.
Cool. All right.
I was looking through one of the bins and there was like the trade ones, 20% off the cover price.
Oh.
So I found Killing Joke and Cacophony and I was like, okay, well, tell me how much is it going to be? I was like, $35 for one and $21 for the other one. Punches it in. $15. I'm like, I suck at math, but I know that's not right.
Yeah.
Here they go.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you made up like a bandit on that. Especially the Killing Joke. I have not read it yet, but I'm pretty sure I know everything that happens in it, and I want to read that one. As far as I've heard, that's iconic. That's one of the big ones.
Yeah, it's truly, actually, even Cacophony, like, they're
maybe
both.
I have read it. Is that the one where if I have a past, I prefer it to be multiple choice?
I think that line's in there. That line's either in there or Cacophony.
No, it's not. It's not Cacophony. Yeah, I think it's The Killing Joke. That maybe I have read The Killing Joke then.
It's the one where he shoots Barbara.
Oh, yes, I have read that. Oh, that was a good one. I'd pay $15 for that alone. I'd pay more than $15 for that. But
all right, I think we've bored you enough with the geek talk.
Yeah.
We're going to do this every once in a while now, and
I don't think it's going to be weekly like it was before, but you'll be seeing new Noelts from here on. Yeah. Will it be weekly?
I don't know.
We'll talk about that off the air, folks.
Yeah. We're not making any promises.
No.
We'll let you know.
You'll see when the next one is, and we'll hopefully have an answer for you then. In the meantime, stay tuned. I just pointed at the fucking microphone.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.